Tonight is Monday night, April 22nd, or Yud Gimel ER. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Daf Nun Amid Beis and Masecha Sukkah. Okay, Rabotai. We're on Daf Nun Amid Beis, and we're going to see tonight a very interesting machloikis, a psak of the Rambam, rather, how he almost paskins against the Gemara. And we'll see how the Rav reinterpreted the Machloikis in the Gemara to make sure that the Rambam does not contradict the Gemara. So we're going to focus on, the Gemara is about 10 lines, 8 lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. We'll just read a couple of lines again. Then the Gemara will go off on a tangent. We will skip ahead to Nun Aleph Amud Aleph for a minute. We're going to come back and just focus on the actual Machloikis in order to understand the essence of the Machloikis. Tana Rabbanan. Hechalil Docha Es HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chalil, playing of the musical instruments, overrides the Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chachamim Aimrim Af Yom Tov Eino Docha. Chachamim say that not only is it not Docha Shabbos, it's not even Docha Yom Tov. So now, this is the Machloikis Tanaim. Now there's going to be a Machloikis Amoraim as to what type of Chalil they're talking about. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is the first opinion. Machloket Bashir Shal Korban. The machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is only concerning the shear of korban, the musical instruments that accompany the korban. The Rabbi Yosi Savar Ikar Shira Bekli. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion that the primary expression of shira is done via the utensils. Hence, avodahi, it is considered an integral part of the avodah, and as a result, v'daychas haShabbos. V'Rabbanan Savrei Ikar Shira Bepeh. Rabbanan were of the opinion that the primary expression of Shira is through the singing of the Leviim, and as a result, the musical accompaniment Lav Avodahi Ve'eino Dorches HaShabbos. Aval Shir Shel Shoeva, but the musical accompaniment that accompanies the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, Divrei HaKol Simchahi the Eino Dorches HaShabbos. Everyone is of the opinion that that is not related to the korban, and as a result, it certainly does not override the Shabbos. No one would say that it overrides the Shabbos. So, Rabbi Yosef proposes that the machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim hinges as to whether we believe Ikar Shira Bekli or Ikar Shira Bepeh. So the Gemara will try to understand for a second, and we'll just read one of the possibilities. What might be the machloikis, whether Ikar Shira Bekli or Ikar Shira Bepeh? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mino Ani Mila, Debaha Pligi. How do I know that this is the kernel of their debate? The Sanyuk has learned in a brisa, klisharis she'asan shel eitz, Rebbe posel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. If you have a klisharis, a utensil that is used in somehow in the framework of the mikdash in the midst of avodah, and it is not made out of metal, but it is made out of wood. So there is a machloikis whether such a utensil is acceptable or not. Klisharei she'asan shel eitz. Rebbe disqualifies such a utensil, and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda allows it. Is my love b'hakla miflegi? Let us suggest that the debate between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda revolves around our debate. Man de machshir savar ikar shira bekli. The one who says that a klisharis can be acceptable when it's made out of wood is of the opinion that the primary way to engage in shira is via the kli. V'yalfinan me'avuva demoshe. And we learn out from the flute that Moshe Rabbeinu used. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu use? Moshe Rabbeinu used what? Used what? An avuv of wood. It was a reed. Where do we ever find that Moshe Rabbeinu played a reed flute? That's doesn't say it anywhere in the Chumash, trust me. But it's a tradition. Yeah, we don't know. It doesn't say it any place in the text. It says that Miriam took Bisupim and Mecholot. So the assumption, maybe Moshe took one. It's not exactly in the text. But anyhow, if Moshe took such a reed, then you could learn that if it was good enough for Moshe, it's good enough for everybody else. And they would use a wooden utensil for what? For the singing in the Mikdash. If it's being used in the Avodah, it is. It's translating the word klisharis rather loosely. A kli with which sheirut takes place. A kli with which service in the Mikdash takes place. So if Moshe's flute was made out of wood, so any kli shares is made out of wood. Just one second. Uman depasal savar ikashir bepeh velo yafina miavuvu de Moshe. And the other one who says that such a thing is disqualified believes that the primary way in which Shira took place in the Mikdash is verbally, the Leviim singing. Hence, the Avuv of Moshe cannot be instructive as to whether or not that is a Kli Shares, which would in general allow a Kli Shares made of eights. Because the flute which Moshe used was not a Kli Shares. Halachically, it's not a Kli Shares. It was just to accompany the Leviim's singing. And as a result, the debate between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda revolves around the same kernel, same machlokes, whether ikashira bekli or ikashira bepeh. So the Gemara takes this as the same machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you are allowed to go ahead and take the chalil and be doicha Shabbos or not. If you believe ikashira bekli, you will be doicha Shabbos. And if you hold ikashira bepeh, you will hold it's not doicha Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says up until now. Yeah.
Does anyone ask about the comparison that he's making, though? That as much as it's Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that they're saying Moshe did it was by the Yamsvith, maybe, or versus
no?
Versus the fact that this is in the base of Mikdash?
Yeah, right. He used it in the Mishkan.
They said it was Aaron and Mishkan.
I didn't say anything about Shiva Sayam.
I don't know where it was that he was.
He used it in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. Moshe was a Levi, and he played a little flute in the Mikdash. That's what Rashi says.
What's the question?
Yeah?
Is there a source in the Torah that Shira is from the Torah? Or it's
we will see. We will see. Right? There is no pasuk that says black on white that there was Shira in the Mikdash. The pasuk just says that a Levi is his job is lishorso. What exactly does that mean is defined by Midrash by Torah Shabbat Peh. That a service provided by a Levi, as we'll see, one of the aspects is to sing. It doesn't say it black and white in the Chumash. Now, the Gemara will spend lots of other time, it's not our issue now, whether or not this derivation of Moshe is a valid one for the halacha, whether you're allowed to make a klisharis out of eights or not. The Gemara is going to go back and forth. It's not my discussion now. Please go right now for a second to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. In the middle of the page, a little less than the middle of the page, it says Rab Yirmiyah Baraba. For Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. For Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omar, Machloikis B'shir Shel Shoeva. The machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is not in the context of the Chalil that was used for the Korban. The machloikis is concerning the Shir Shel Shoeva, the Chalil and musical instruments that accompanied the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Chachamim say that's not Doicha Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says it is Doicha Shabbos. Aval Shir Shel Korban. Let's just read it inside. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Savar Simcha Yisera Nami Doiches HaShabbos. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that not only can you be Doche the Shabbos because of the Avoida, you can even be Doche the Shabbos because of Simcha Yisera, the extra Simcha that is associated with Simcha Speis HaShoeva. We'll discuss that. The Rabbanan Savrei Simcha Yisera Eino Doches HaShabbos. And the Rabbanan of the opinion that Simcha Yisera is not Doicha Shabbos. Aval Bashir Shel Korban Divrei HaKol Avoidahi V'Doiches HaShabbos. But when it comes to the Shir Shel Korban, everybody believes that Shir Shel Korban is Avoda, and hence it's Doicha Shabbos. Everybody believes that Shir Shel Korban is called Avoda and is Doicha Shabbos. Stop right there. Stop right there. Now, if you simply follow the flow of the Gemara, follow the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who claims that now Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, who says that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda are of the opinion that the Shir of Korban is Doicha Shabbos, what would you think they would believe, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, concerning the issue whether Ika Shira Bekli or Ika Shira Bepeh? What would you say must be running through their mind? Ika what? Ika Shira Bekli. That's the word it seemed to emerge. That you have decided that as opposed to that being the kernel of the debate, that's now agreed upon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim are of the opinion that Ika Shira Bekli, and as a result, the Chalil of Avodah is undoubtedly Doicha Shabbos. That's what you would say. That's what seemed to flow. Because the Gemara claimed that the debate whether it is Doicha Shabbos or not rehinges around whether Ika Shira Bekli, Ika Shira Bepeh. So according to Rabbi Yosef, that precisely is the kernel of the debate. Now that Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba says no, that everyone agrees that by Shir Shel Korban you are Doicha Shabbos, and the only debate is Shir Shel Shoeva, you must believe that everyone is of the opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, that Iker Shira Bekli. That's the way most Rishonim learn this Gemara. Most Rishonim learn this Gemara. So now we're going to see the Rambam, who will paskin not like this. In other words, the Rambam will say, Iker Shira is Bepeh. And nonetheless, he will say that the Chalil is Doicha Shabbos. That's the Rambam.
Chalil of the Avoda.
Chalil of the Avoda is Doicha Shabbos.
Would Paskim like this about the second opinion?
The Rambam will. Now let's see the Rambam's inside.
So we have a case now that the Chalil of the Avoda is Mutter because it's Avoda.
Correct.
The same Chalil on a Yontif
would be Doicha Shabbos. No, it depends for which mitzvah.
But a Chalil for a Yontif of Shoeva
is not Doicha Shabbos. Because it's not related to Korban.
What about Doicha Yontif?
It's not Doicha Yontif. If you paskin like the Chachamim. The debate is, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, is whether or not the Chalil Shel Shoeva is it Doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov?
And Yom Tov together. You cannot split.
No one has split it yet. No one has ever split that it might be Doicha Yom Tov and not Doicha Shabbos. That we have not seen an opinion thus far.
Okay. And this is all shavus in the Mikdash, right?
That is correct. Playing musical instruments is only a shavus, as we pointed out 2 weeks ago. That's correct. That's correct. So now, let's see what's happening here. Let's see what's happening. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, writes exactly what the function of Leviim are. Avoda Shelohenhi. The Halacha Aleph said, Mitzvahs Aseh Lahavdil. There's a mitzvah to separate and designate the Leviim. That's the mitzvah Halacha Aleph. Now comes Halacha Beis. Avoda Shelohenhi. Shiyu Shomrin Asa Mikdash. They shall guard the Mikdash. V'yu Mehen, and some of the Leviim, will be Sho'arin Liftoach Sharei HaMikdash U'lahaniv Dal Sosav. Some of them have the task of opening up the gates and picking up the doors. V'yu Mehen, and there will be others, Mishorin L'shorer Al Korban B'chol Yom, to sing, to accompany the Korban every day. Shine emar v'sheiret b'shem Hashem Elohav kichol echav halaviyim. Ezehu sheirut shehu b'shem Hashem. What service in the Mikdash is there that employs the Shem Hashem? Heve elmer zeshira. This is what is the shira. Is the shira. Now, what do you mean? What Shira employs the Shem Hashem? What does that mean? It means when you sing the song. Then he's playing, you know. But what aspect, so what creates Sherut im Sheim Hashem? Which now the Rambam translates as Shira. When you sing a song and you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that is Shira, that is Sherut. B'shem Hashem. You sing, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name of God. How do you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name of God? V'sheiret b'shem Hashem Elohav. How? When you sing a song and mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You will say, Hallelujah El B'kadsho. So you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and you sing to Him. U'matai Omer Shira. And when is this song sung? Al kol olot hatzibur hachova, every korban ola, which is a mandatory obligation of the tzibur, v'al shalmei atzeret during the special be'et nisuch hayayim, and shalmei atzeret, and it always takes place at the time of the nisuch hayayim. Fine. So if you had to formulate, what does the Rambam believe? Is the halacha ikah shira b'kli or ikah shira b'peh based on that Rambam? Peh. Yeah. Well, the Rambam's not going to allow you to formulate it yourself and make a mistake. So he's going to emphasize it in the next halacha. Levi ha'onein mutur la'avod u'lishorer. A Levi who's an onein, a relative of his passed away, is permitted to do the avoda and engage in shir. As opposed to a Kohen, who is an Onain, is not permitted to, except you're the Kohen Gadol. Ve'ein pochsin mishneim asor leviyim, omdin al haduchan b'chol yom lomar shira ala korban. The minimum number of leviyim who can be standing at the korban and singing their song is 12. 12 is the minimum. U'mosifin ad le'olam. And you can add as many as you can, have as big a choir as you would like. V'ein omrim shira ela bepeh b'lo kli she'ikar hashira shehi avodasa bepeh. The primary expression of shira is shira bepeh. V'acherin hayu omdim sham minagnin b'klei shir. There were others who were what? Who were playing musical instruments, there's no doubt. Mehen Leviim, some of them were Leviim. U Mehen Yisrael Miyuchasin, Hamasiyin LeKahuna. She'ein ola ala duchan ela miyuchas. Fine.
What does that mean, Yisrael miyuchas?
Means people, Yisraelim, who are worthy of marrying Kohanim family. Because Kohanim used to be very careful who they used to marry. Not just ordinary dreck like you and me, but only a Kohen who will want a miyuchas. Somebody whose pedigree is careful, check, because Kohanim have to be very careful about their pedigree. So they are called Kohen miyuch. Those are Yisrael HaMiyuchasim. Miyuchas. Fine. Very nice. So now, if that's the case, what would you expect the Rambam to say about the Chalil on Yom Tov? What would you say? Should it say, should it be Darche Shabbos?
No.
Absolutely not. Because the Rambam just paskined, black on blue, he paskined that what? Ikashir Bepeh. That's what he writes. That's what he writes. And yet, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that Bishir Shel Korban, Divrei HaKol, that it's Doicha Shabbos. Divrei HaKol, that it's Doicha Shabbos. Where does the Rambam write that? In Perek Gimel of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Vav.
On the same page.
On the same, I know. Two Halachas later, on Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Bishneim Osar Yom Bashana Hecholil Makol of Ne'am Izbeach. We pointed out last week that this concern or emphasis on the Chalil is not really the Chalil. It means all musical instruments. But the Chalil was singled out because it was added 12 days a year, it was added. And that's what the Rambam quotes here. Be shnei masayom bashana hechalil makalif ne'am zbeach. B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, shchitas Pesach Sheni, b'yantav Arishon shel Pesach, u'b'yantav Arishon shel Atzeres, u'b'shmono yimei achag. V'chalil zeh doicha Shabbos. B'neishu chalil shel korban. V'chalil shel korban avoydihi v'doichas Shabbos. So everybody gets very hysterical and says, hey, Rambam, we paskin against the Gemara. The Gemara said that when do we believe that it's Doicha Shabbos? If you hold Ikash Bikli, then the Kli is Avoida, and it's Doicha Shabbos. But you, Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Raiman, 2 seconds earlier, just told us that you believe that what? That Ikashira Bepeh. If you hold Ikashira Bepeh, why is it Doicha Shabbos altogether? That's the question which everybody asks, and that's the question which the Rav addressed, one of his many questions which he addressed in the Yartzeit Shir of Tavshin Nun Beis. No, is that possible? How many years is that? Only 20 years, can't be. So it's not Tavshin Lamed Beis. Tavshin Lamed Beis. Tavshin Lamed. 1972. Tavshin Lamed Beis. 1972. That was one of his many questions, because the Rav, his the Yartzeit Shir style was, sit and ask 10 questions, and then you will come up with his chiddush. So this is question number 2 of the shir, because the title of the shir was called Tkios V'Shira B'Mikdash. And I'm not discussing the Tkia aspect, because we're not up to it yet. We will get to the Mishnah later that will talk about the role of blowing the shofar, the chatzotzros, in the Mikdash, so we'll talk about it. So that's the question that he asks. So let's see how he handles this particular issue. Take it an issue. Yeah. So, there is, if you look at the machloikis, Ikar Shira Bepev and Ikar Shira Bekli, the fact that the word Ikar is always employed tells you that everyone agrees that even if you hold Ikar Shira Bepev, there was musical instruments.
But the Rambam just writes he can't.
What?
Doesn't he write just...
No. Hold on a second. Hold on. Everyone agrees that even if you hold the Ikar Shira Bepeh, there was musical accompaniment as well. Instrumental accompaniment. And everybody who agrees as well that if you hold Ikar Shira Bekli, that the Levim sang something too. Everyone agrees. No one has ever suggested that if you hold Ikar Shira Bekli, that the Levim didn't sing Hashir Shalevim Hayayim Beis HaMikdash. Everybody agrees that both existed. Everybody agrees. And in fact, Tosfos on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph cites a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Where the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim uses the word Hallel in two occasions, in two sentences, twice in one pasuk. The pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim Bet Pasuk Hey, and the pasuk reads Ki echad lamechatzitzrim ulemishoririm lahashmiya kol echad lahalel ulhodos lahashem. Uchehorim call mechatzotzrot ubimitzeltayim ubeklei hashir ubehalel Hashem kitov ki liolam chazda. So it says the word halel in the context of shir, of song, and it says the word halel in the context of what? Of musical instruments. So Tosfos says that there is no doubt that both existed. So what's the debate? If both existed, what is the debate? The debate is, what triggers what? If you hold Ikar Shira Bepeh, the Mechayev of Shira is the song which you sing. And the role of the musical instruments, it's just to augment, as Tosfos, lebasume kala, to help augment the sound of what? Of the singing. When you have musical accompaniment, that helps augment the sound produced by the levi. And if you hold what? Ikar Shira Bekli, that means that the Mechayiv of Shira is what? Is the Kli. But if you want to really recognize a song, how do you really identify with a song? Not so much with the musical instruments, but you sing the words which now are going to be sung in addition, accompanying the musical instrument. But the Mechayiv is the what? Is the Kli. So when the Gemara says Ikar Shira Bekli and Ikar Shira Bepeh, it's telling you that it acknowledges that the reality is that there is always both. There is always Shira Bepeh and always Shira Bekli. Always Shira Bekli. The only question is, what is the Dagish Chadar? What is the Mechayev and what's the added, what was added just to augment. If you hold Ikar Shira Bekli, then the Ikar HaMitzvah is to do what? Is to do what? Is to play musical instruments. The singing then is just designed to highlight the song that will be played. And if you hold Ikar Shira Bepeh, the main part of it, the main Mechayev is the singing Bepeh, and then the musical instrumentation is designed just to augment what's happening. Yeah.
When did the Shira take place?
During the Korban.
During the Korban?
That's correct. At the time of the Nisuch Hayayin, the Rambam says, that's when the Shira took place. Because of the general rule, Ein Oimrim Shira Ella What's the end of the phrase? El al hayayin. That's the famous phrase. Einayim shir el al hayayin. So the nisuch hayayin, at the time of the nisuch hayayin of each individual korban, that's when they decided to play the song, to sing the song, and play the musical instruments.
So on Halach of Gimel,
yeah,
in the Rambam, Einayim shir el al hayayin, he says, Shira ala karban, mosifim ala lam, ve'einonim shira ala v'peh, below
Kali. Right. That means that, and I'm going to explain it, the Rav's going to explain that. That means that the Mechayev, primarily, according to the Rambam, is Ikashira b'peh. That the Kiyum, and we will see in 1 second how this halacha manifests itself in 1 second, that the halacha of Shira is pushed, is being triggered by what? By peh and not kli. We'll see how this manifests itself in 2 seconds. In 2 seconds. Now, the Gemara said that one of the differences, whether ikashira b'kli or ikashira b'peh, was whether you need a Levi or not. The Rambam quoted. It's based on our Gemara. The Gemara on the top of the page, on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, happens to include that. Kitanoi. That whether Ikashira Bekli, Ikashira Bepeh, is actually a Machloikis Tanoi. Take a look at the top of the page. Who would be doing the playing? The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa. Avdei Kohanim, top of the page, on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Avdei Kohanim hayu, divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Mishpachas beis hapigarim u'mishpachas beis tziporia umam hayu shahayu masiyin lekohuna. Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus Omer, Leviim hayu. So you have a debate in the Gemara as to who's playing these musical instruments. The Gemara suggests that that machloikis is also related with the ikashira b'kli, ikashira b'peh. Because we know that the mitzvah of shira is assigned to whom? To a Levi. That's correct. So if ikashira b'peh, what role must the Leviim be assigned to? The singing. If ikashira b'kli, what role must the Leviim be assigned to? They have to be playing. They have to be playing. And now, the Rambam is going to show us that he's going to take this very, very seriously. Very, very seriously. Let's read the next Rambam for a second. And then we'll see how the Rambam, the composite picture. What? Because the Rambam paskin the Iker Shira Bepeh. So the Leviim are the ones who have to sing. The others can be Yisraelim, Hamasiyim, the Kahuna.
But it's
simultaneous. They accompany the singing of the Leviim. Who will play according to the Rambam? Because the Rambam paskin ikashira b'peh. So if ikashira b'peh, what now happens in relationship to the decision about who has to be singing and who has to be playing? A Levi has to sing. Anybody can play. Now, when it comes to a Levi, there is a halacha that you have to be aware of. And this will help complete the picture. By a Levi, we'll compare the halacha of Levi and a Kohen. What defines a Zar in relationship to a Kohen? What defines a Zar in relationship to a Kohen? What would you say? We know there's an Isur for a Zar to do Avoida. What defines a Zar in relationship to a Kohen? Anybody who's not a Kohen. Anybody who's not a Kohen is a Zar automatically. For Kahuna purposes. That's not true by Levi. That's not true by Levi. Listen to the following halacha. Anybody here a Levi? Anybody here a Levi? No Levim in the house. Okay? Well, if there is a Levi, and you're tone deaf. Which avoda are they going to assign you to? They're going to be a doorman. You're going to be a show heir. Guaranteed. Now, what happens if a Levi who is assigned to be a doorman decides to sing in the choir? But he's a Levi. Would you say that he's is that a violation of Zarus or not? Absolutely not. But the Rambam will say he is. He will be. And a choir boy who decides, I don't want to sing in the choir. And he decides to open up a door. He's a show heir. He violates an Isur d'oraisa of a Zar. That's only true by whom? By Levim. Obviously not by Kohanim. Not by Kohanim. By a Levi, each and every Levi was assigned a specific task. Each and every Levi is assigned a specific task. And the designation of whether you are eligible for another task is a function of who or what you, this Levi, was appointed to. So if you were to hold Ikur Shira Bepeh, what would the appointment of Levim in context of Shira be? To singing. If you hold Ikur Shira Bekli, what would your appointment be assigned to? To a musical instrument. To a musical instrument. So that the Rambam already told us what he paskins like. The Rambam paskins Ikur Shira is Bepeh. So the assigning of a Levi will only be in the context of our Shira discussion. We're not talking about doormen. The assigning of a Levi will be to singing in the choir. In relationship to playing in the band, that plays no role according to for a Levi, because Ikar Shira is Bepeh. Ikar Shira is Bepeh. So anybody else can play in a band. Any Yisrael can play in the band. Any Yisrael can play in the band. But not any Yisrael can sing in the choir. Because the Rambam is Paskin, Ikar Shira Bepeh. So when it comes to defining Avodas HaLevi, the only thing that you have to look at is what is the assignment of that Levi. And that assignment hinges on the question whether Ikur Shira Bepeh or Ikur Shira Bekli. If is Ikur Shira Bekli, then the Levi, the Gavra, this Levi will be assigned to play a musical instrument. If Ikur Shira Bepeh, what will this Levi be assigned to? Singing in a choir. That will be the assignments of a Levi. When it comes to whether it's Doich HaShah, so the Gemara, the way the Gemara seems to flow, it generates the impression that both questions depend on the same issue. Both questions depend on the same issue. What are the both questions? Question number one is who is qualified. Question number two, whether it's Doich HaShabbos or not. Namely, both questions will hinge whether Ikur Shira Bepeh or Ikur Shira Bekli. Let's look at it. If I hold Ikur Shira Bekli, what two decisions have I just made? A Levi will be assigned as a player in the orchestra, and it'll be Doich HaShabbos. If I hold Ikur Shira Bepeh, Levi will be assigned to a choir boy, and it won't be Doich HaShabbos.
Why?
Because the primary expression is. What? No, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the debate between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim hinges whether Ika Shir Bekli, Ika Shir Bepeh. Now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba, what would we think when he said that Rabbi Yehuda says that Kli is Doicha Shabbos? Why would we think that Kli, that Kli Shir Korban is Doicha Shabbos? Why might I think if the two are always related? If the two are always related, what conclusion would I have come to? Then Ika Shira is Bekli. That's why it's Doicha Shabbos. What the Rav is going to suggest is that the Rambam didn't believe that the two questions are linked. What the Rav is going to suggest is that the impression generated by the Gemara that both questions are linked to the same issue. What are the both questions? What both questions are linked to the same issue? One, to whom must you assign a Levi? Two, whether it's Doicha Shabbos or not, hinge on the same question. What do they hinge on? Whether Ika Shira Bekli or Ika Shira Bepeh. That's the flow of the Gemara. That's the flow of the Gemara. And therefore, if you believe that what? That the Levi, that Ika Shira Bekli, so consequence number one, Levi is assigned to the band. If you assign Ika Shira Bepeh, Levi is assigned to the choir. Next, if you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, the main thing is the peh, and therefore Kli would not be Doicha Shabbos. If you hold Ika Shira Bekli, the main part is the what? Is the band, and that will be Doicha Shabbos. Comes along the Rambam and says, no. Avoida does not necessarily have to follow in the footsteps of what? Of what is assigned to a Levi. When it comes to assigning an issue to a Levi, that indeed depends whether Ika Shira Bekli or Ika Shira Bepeh. There's no doubt about it. And hence, once the Rambam took a position that Ika Shira Bepeh, where are the Leviim assigned? Where are the Leviim assigned? They are assigned where? In the choir. And we will allow non-Leviim to be in the band. No problem. When it comes to Chilul Shabbos, the Rambam does not believe, listen carefully, that Chilul Shabbos depends on what the primary Mechayiv is. The Rambam does not believe that in order to answer the question whether something is over Doicha Shabbos or not, that it has to be the primary expression and a secondary consideration is of no consequence. The Rambam rejected that premise. And I'll show you other Rambams where the Rambam will allow the Chiyah of Shabbos even though, what? Even though it's not considered, it's not absolutely essential. It's not even the primary aspect. It's not even essential.
So in this case, what's the key to the Rambam is whether it's Doicha Shabbos?
That fact that it's called Avodah. As long as it somehow can be in the misgeret of what? Of what it's called Avodah, it will be Doicha Shabbos, even though it's not Ma'akev. Why is it not Ma'akev? Because Ikar Shira is the Peh.
But if it's part of the
Avodah, as long as there was Kli that was augmenting the Peh, that's enough to be Doicha Shabbos. That's enough to be Doicha Shabbos. Enough to be Doicha Shabbos. I will show you how, where else the Rambam handles that. First of all, just as a point of departure. No, it's not likely. It might be, but it's not. It's not exactly. I'll give you a point of departure. Take, for example, the role of a Kohen, as opposed to the role of a Levi. Would you say that a Kohen is only necessary for that which is considered the essential aspects of the Avodah? But things which are not as compelling, you don't need a Kohen?
Sure.
That is absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Take a look, for example, in page number 2. This is Perek Tes of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Halacha Hei. Anybody here a Kohen? No, no Kohanim here tonight either. You're a Kohen? Excellent. Okay. So, when you do the Avodah, okay, you'll get credit for the mitzvah. If I'm going to do the Avodah, what will I be, what will happen to me? What will happen? So, it's something like Koris, but the Gemara calls it what? Misa B'nei Shemayim. A czar who does the avodah is penalty is misa b'dei shemayim. So now Rambam writes as follows in Perek Tes Halacha Hei: Aval hayutzak v'habolel v'haposes v'hamoleach v'hameiniv v'hamegish u'misader es lechem hapanim. I'm skipping along because he cuts more examples. Afal pi shenifsalu v'harehu musar al kol elu v'loke einu chayiv misa. B'mnei shekol achas mehen avoda she'achareha avoda v'einu gemar avoda. All of these activities are not the absolute essential definition of what? Of avoda. I want to give you one stark example. The Rambam mentions Belila. What is Belila? To take the oil and mix it with the flour. You say this every single Shabbos, right? Everybody knows that as long as the ratio of Belila exists, the Belila is not ma'akev. It's one of the most famous rules in all of the Gemara. You need that the theoretical possibility of Belila exists, but the Belila is not ma'akev. So you have to have one isaron of shemen with 60 esronot of what? Of flour. Kol haroi l'bila bila ma'akevus. Ain't bila ma'akevus. Kol she'ein haroi l'bila ain't bila ma'akevus. If the mixing could have taken place properly, the belila is not ma'akev. So as long as there is a ratio, that if I were to pour the oil and the flour would become mixed well with it, that's enough. But the actual mixing is not ma'akev. Why not? That's the halach. It's not ma'akev. So what happens if I do the belila? I'm not a kohen. I do the belila. So what does the Rambam say? I get malchus, but there's no misa b'dei shemayim. That's the only thing. Because when it comes to avodah,
and it's possible,
exactly, and it's possible, because the definition of avodah does not hinge on what, whether it's ma'akev or not. The definition of avodah does not hinge whether something is ma'akev or not. And that has consequences in two ways. Number one, that it does not allow me, ordinary Yisrael, to do it, despite the fact that it's not ma'akev. And number two, what's the Rambam going to say? What's the Rambam going to say? That it's mechal for Shabbos as well. So what's emerging here is as follows, and I'm going to get back into the Rambam in a second. That when it comes to a Levi, to defining what is appropriate for a Levi, only that which is considered the Ikar, the Mechayev, demands a Levi. So what will qualify a Levi and what will disqualify a Levi? If Ikar Shira Bepeh, Leviim are only qualified to sing in the choir. If Ikar Shira B'Kli, Leviim are only demanded to play in the band. That's for defining that question. The Mechayiv, the most important aspect, determines Hekshir for a Levi. For Avoda and its consequences, and there are two consequences of Avoda. Number one, it has to be done by a Kohen and not a Yisrael. Number two, Avoda is Doicha Shabbos, and it's Doicha Shabbos. For that, you don't need something that is absolutely Ma'akev. As long as within, it's in the Mizgeret of Avoda, even though it's not Ma'akev, it's Doicha Shabbos. Let me give you a perfect illustration. Go one more page, please. One more page. This is the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafin, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam here is talking about Tzivas Ha'Omer. When are you supposed to cut the grain for the Korban Omer? When? On the night of the 16th. Good. Let's read the Rambam. V'chol halayla kosher, turn the page, page 4. Kosher l'tzivas ha'ayin. All night is kosher for tzivas ha'ayin. V'im katsruhu bayom kosher. And if they cut the grain earlier during the day, when would be during the day, Rabble time? On the 14th. Even on the 14th. 15th. You think it's the 15th. So now let me tell you what the Gemara says and how the Rambam is going to be against the Gemara again. The Gemara says, if Nitzar Bayoim is possible, then the Ktzivas Ha'omer is Doicha Shabbos. If Nitzar Bayom is Pasul, then the Ktzivas Ha'omer is Doicha Shabbos. What does Nitzar Bayom mean? It has to be cut only the night of the 16th. If you cut the grain any other time, it's not Doicha Shabbos. It's Pasul. The Ktzivas Ha'omer is Pasul. So what would you say if Friday night was now, the first day of Pesach was Friday? Are you allowed to cut the grain Friday night? Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. You can't bring the Korban Omer the next day unless you cut the grain. And if Nitzar Bayom is possible, it has to be done at night. But if Nitzar Bayom is kosher, says the Gemara, the Ktzivas Ha'omer is not Doicha Shabbos, nor Doicha Yom Tov. No. So when does Nitzar Bayom mean, if Nitzar Bayom is kosher? When does that mean? Erev Yom Tov. They cut the grain on the 14th. The grain would be kosher. The grain would be kosher. Now the Rambam paskins, Nitzar Bayom is kosher. Did the Rambam just say Nitzar Bayom is kosher?
Yeah.
The very same Rambam paskins that if the Friday night comes out to be the 16th, you're allowed to be done for Shabbos and cut the grain at night. Why? Because the Rambam says, even though it's not Me'akev that it's done when? On the 16th. It's better to do it on the 16th. It's better to do it on mitzvah. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Show you the Rambam. Chaviva, better to do it at the 16th at night. Even though you could have done it during the day. Why? Because for Dechia for Shabbos, Dechia for Shabbos, all we need is something to be called part of the Avodah. Whether it's Ma'akev, whether it's B'dieved, L'chatchila plays no role whatsoever. As long as something is called Avodah, it's automatically Doicha Shabbos. That's the Rambam Shita. Therefore, if you now go back to our situation, how did the Rambam learn Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba and our Gemara? The Rambam paskin that Ikar Shira B'Peh, that he said, black on white. Ikar Shira Bepeh. And hence, Leviyim will be appointed only to which task? Only to choir. You don't need Leviyim for the band. But the Rambam acknowledges that even though Ikar Shira Bepeh, there was a band as well. And once there is a band, Libisume Kala, that now is defined as what? As Avoida. Once it's defined as Avoida, says Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, both Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim say that by Shir Shel Karban, it's done for Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. That's the Machloikis Amoraim between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba. What now emerges as the kernel of the Machloikis between Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba and Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that in order for something to be Doicha Shabbos, what's the only thing that can be Doicha Shabbos? Is if it's Ma'akev. If it's Ma'akev, that's correct. Hence, what must that revolve around? Whether Ikashira Bekli or Ikashira Bepeh. That's how Rabbi Yosef understood. That the only thing that could possibly be Doicha Shabbos is if it's the primary and it's absolutely Ma'akev. Therefore, the only way in which the Chalil can be Doicha Shabbos is if you believe Ikashira Bekli. That was Rabbi Yosef's perspective. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba and he says, no, I disagree. Rabbi Yosef, you mixed up two halachot. In relationship to determining whether you need a Levi or whether you have a Yisrael, I agree with you. That depends on Ikashir Bakli and Ikashir Bakan. I agree with you. And hence, that might, that will still depend on it. But to determine whether something is Doicha Shabbos or not, I couldn't care less whether Ikashir Bakan or Ikashir Bakli. As long as it's labeled and identified b'mizgeret shel ma' avodah, it's automatically doy for Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba says, I don't have to discuss whether ikashir b'peh or ikashir b'peh. I don't have to discuss it. So whereas it generates the impression that Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba is schlepping along Rabbi Yosef's criteria as to why it's doy for Shabbos, there was Nikudat HaMachloket. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba said, no, I disagree. I only agree with you on the first issue, what you need a Levi for. That depends on Ikashir Bekli, Ikashir Bepeh. Because Levi's assignments are very specific. It can only be assigned to a specific task. What is the definition of a task? That which is Ma'akev. But when it comes to Chil Shabbos, I don't believe that that's the criteria. Hence, the debate between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim is only whether the Chalil of Simchat Beis HaShaleva is Doicha Shabbos. But the Shir Shel Karbon, Divrei HaKol, is Doicha Shabbos. That's how the Rambam understood the Sugya. The Rambam paskins that the Chalil is Doicha Shabbos, even though he paskins Ikashir B'Kepet. Because the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba is not following through exactly the way Rabbi Yosef did. Rabbi Yosef believed that both questions hinge on the same issue. Whether it's Doicha Shabbos and a Levi, all hinges on the same issue. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said no. The two questions are totally unrelated. As to whether or not a Levi is required or not, that depends on Ikashir Bekli, Ikashir Bepeh. As to whether or not it's Doicha Shabbos or not, all you need is that it should be called Avoida. And the mere fact that I pass an Ikashir Bepeh does not exclude the musical accompaniment of the band as being identified as Avoida.
Which are all non-Levi.
What?
All Yisrael.
Correct. All Yisrael. That's correct. Correct. Absolutely correct. We even find I'll bring you another part. As long as it's avoda, give me a part of an essential part of a korban that a Yisrael can do. Shechita. So now here's the case. Okay, we have to be makav of the korban tamid shoshachar on Shabbos. We have to be makav of the korban tamid korban musaf on Shabbos. Okay, is it doicha Shabbos? Of course, it's doicha Shabbos. Do you need a kayin? Absolutely not. Shechita is kshayr bazar. I can go into the mikdash, shech the korban for the korban tamid shel shachar. That's a kash. The Gemara asked that kash. They have a long knife, sak in aruch. The Gemara in Chulin talks about that.
Levim allowed in there too. Levim are allowed.
A zar is kosher for shechita.
Levim allowed. Where are they doing their singing from?
Al Aduchan, on Bari Azara. I'm not sure exactly. Not sure exactly where.
Not inside. But,
no, not in the Kodesh. No, standing right there on the outside, by the steps. Right. So under those circumstances, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yabam is machadish. That the two questions are divorced, and therefore he writes, "Beshir shel korban divrei hakol avoydehi v'dorches hashabbos." And it doesn't have to be connected, whether ikashir bekli, ikashir bepeh.
Yeah. Why can't the day mean the day of the 16th? Why are we going?
The day, because it's too late. The day of the 16th, it has to be brought already.
Why can't you cut it in the same day?
Nah, because because theoretically it's supposed to be brought mishahir amizrach. Heir amizrach.
Before the
as soon as the daybreak. Because people are reading the Chadash, as they expected the Kayan to bring the Korban literally to the second. To the second.
So
all right, we'll stop here and continue next of us.